Welcome one and all once again to Duos in episode 148. It's been a couple of weeks since we last come to you from our resident remote locations across the globe, but life happens. It always does. Joining me this week, we have Daniel.
Hello.
And we have Jason.
Hello.
Actually, I believe we haven't done a podcast recently because a lot of us have been spending time on the moon. And a very little time on the moon, actually. I think that moon mission was only open for like an hour.
I missed it completely.
Yeah, I missed it
really
too.
Upset.
Yeah, it was
I made my
of...
brother play it though and record it on PS4 so I can watch it later.
I don't want to watch it, I want to play it.
I guess we should preference this by saying we're talking about Destiny if you haven't figured that out. Destiny, which has been in beta for about a week and a half now on the PS4 and PS3, and it came out this past week on the Xbox system, and then went open, I think, completely on Thursday or Friday. One of those 2 days. Mm. Yes.
So. And it'll be over by the time this podcast gets out.
Yeah, it will be done. We will say goodbye to Destiny until September, but to be honest... I've personally complained about this, and we've complained about this on the show before, but this is actually what a beta is. It's a small snippet of the game where they're trying to test stuff, not a demo that comes out 2 weeks before the game is set to release. So,
Bungie's always been pretty good at that anyway, because with the previous betas, like the Reach one and the Halo 3 one, you play the beta, and then when you go to play the game, you've noticed that they've actually changed a lot of things. So,
yeah.
And I guess kind of on that subject, we were talking about the moon mission. That was essentially what the moon mission was. It was a very specific mission that they opened up so they could stress test their servers. And this is why it had limited things, so they wanted as many people as possible playing it at once. And there were some problems. Matchmaking was an issue, and nobody was in Extra Crucible. But the moon mission was kind of fun. As far as this is available in the Crucible, which we'll get to in a second. I did get a chance to play it because I was around at 5 last night, or Saturday, I guess. And what happens is, it's a new location, which was one of my biggest pet peeves by the end of the beta, is that I spent so much time on Earth because it starts you at the same place every time. So it does kind of get annoying, but it's a new location, and you also open up a new vehicle, the Pike, which is the first offensive weapon in the beta. I think they opened it up. It was also open in the Crucible, but I didn't try that out until later on, because that doesn't actually become open up until you hit level 5 or 6. It was pretty standard. It's pretty awesome. You go into a temple, and like the temple opens up, and like a bunch of the enemies start flooding out. And what are they? The thralls? Is that the ones that just kind of rush at you and jump at you?
I thought that were the vandals that do that.
I thought the vandals were.
No, I think it is the thralls. The vandals have guns.
Oh.
Yeah, they have. I think they're the red ones. Like they have their face exposed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a bunch of those come out, a bunch of the vandals come out, and then of course the captains, the people you hate because they're the ones who, one, they have extra armor on, so they're a pain in the ass. You have to really take them out.
Oh, those fuckers. Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Or the other thing is, not only do they have armor, but they also get to zip around. So sometimes you can be shooting them and they'll just move, and if you don't follow them right away or you get overwhelmed, they'll just regenerate their stuff anyhow. Granted, by the time you get certain weapons, they're pretty much done they're pretty much done by the time you finish the clip. Anyhow, but yeah, it's pretty awesome, and they all just kind of come bum-rushing you. I will say, this game takes on a whole different night when you're playing three players versus one. I did this mission by myself because nobody else was around, and I was just getting overwhelmed. Like, the first time, everybody's coming from every different side, and this was during the no-spawning zone part of the mission, which means that you don't have, like, no random person can come by the area and help you out.
Yeah, for those who are into MMO terms, that's when it instances you. Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that. which was actually something I did not know. I don't necessarily consider it MMO. It has some MMO trappings, but it's not really an MMO. But like the first time I experienced that, I was the first mission I did, I ran into some dude, I guess it was on the same mission, and we ended up teaming up for most of it and taking out the bad guys, and then it gets to that thing and I'm like, where'd my partner go?
Yeah, that's what happened to me every time. I was like,
it's like Journey, but a first person shooter.
Yeah. I was kind of upset when like the guy that I sort of had a silent relationship with up until now, it was all of a sudden gone because the game had decided that it can't be with you.
Yeah, one thing I will say, and this, I mean, a lot of stuff isn't explained in this beta. They didn't explain that you can actually invite these people to join your party and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, I had Martin explain that to me, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it by accident because I was just pressing around buttons, and I saw it hover over somebody. I'm like, oh, it says press this, and then like a little menu opens up. I'm like, oh, I did that. Yeah, you could do that. And this was, I mean, I was already in a fire team with my friends, so, but I was like, oh, this is nice to know. Nice to know, but they never explained it to you during the actual beta. But yeah, and those are usually where you get the bosses and stuff like that. For the most part, I enjoy it, but it also feels like it can get tedious. We'll see. Because a lot of it is just go here, kill a bunch of people, collect this stuff.
I have 350 hours in Borderlands 2, so I'm totally fine with that.
Fair enough. That was the other thing, that it's completely shocked me that you can hold three weapons.
It's kind of awkward swapping to between them, though, because sometimes you like accidentally press Y instead of holding it when you mean to get to your heavy weapon. And it took me a while to figure out that the white things that enemies drop is normal ammo, and the green things are special ammo, and the purple things are heavy ammo. But fortunately enough, I'd worked that out by the time I had to fight the Devil Walker, because god damn.
That's interesting, actually, because I guess you're right, they don't explain the ammo drops, but I figured it out because of the Crucible actually labels them when you pick
really?
Them up.
Yeah,
and they're color-coded that way, too.
Yeah, because like the Crucible, like special ammo's on them, like their crates usually.
I'm surprised that I kind of had to figure it out after that happens in the Crucible.
Yeah.
I don't know how I figured it. Oh, I think I figured it out because I was just paying attention to my HUD, and it would say you know like this would go up. I'm like, oh, I'm getting ammo, but this isn't going up. And then the purple one was easy because it opens up much later than the other one, and then that's when enemies start dropping it. So that was easy to figure out. I didn't know how to switch to my heavy weapon until my friend told me you had to hold down the button.
Well, most of my problems with the Crucible is that I went in there before I got my super and before I'd gotten a heavy weapon, so...
Oh, yeah, that's it. Like, I went in the first time just to try it out, because it opens around level 5, and I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, everybody's doing all these moves, and everybody's killing me. I'm like, oh... So, yeah, once I figured that out, we were doing much better. I'm still not winning well, but... I'm winning some of them, and I even came in first a couple of times. I think my highest kill death ratio, and I do like that they don't show you your death, they just give you a ratio.
I don't like that. Like, if you're gonna give me a ratio, show me how many times I die.
Yeah.
I because it's just like, you don't really need to know how, you can do the math real quick, like if it's 1-1, it means you pretty much died.
Yeah, but like, I'm playing a fucking video game where you shoot people, I don't want to have to do math.
Well said.
But yeah, I personally like that because I do think people. I mean, granted, it doesn't help your kill death ratio when you actually get to see it. But I do like that. It's there for it gives it percentages instead of because this way it doesn't make you feel like you're doing terrible. Because it's one thing if you see it.
Well, yeah, but you know when you're doing terrible because you're getting.
You know when you're doing terrible, but I feel like if it's like if you have like 3 kills and you get like a kill death ratio of 1, it looks better to you than like say you kill 3 people and you die to every time. That just looks bad. And your kill death ratio still wouldn't look that awful. It would be like a 0.33 or something like that. But yeah, it's kind of disappointing that there's only one mode, and I've only seen 2 maps. Apparently, there's a third map I haven't seen yet.
I think I saw all 3 of them. There's one on the moon. There's
one that they just keep on recurring.
Yes, I saw that and I was like, hang on. I was like, oh, we're playing on a night map now. Oh, wait, hang on, I've played this, but in the daytime.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, this looks exactly... Yeah. I mean, like, wait, this bee... Yeah, bee's on that platform by itself, and it's... yeah, I've been here before. Like, why are you telling me this is something different?
Yeah.
And then there's another one, which is kind of like in a city, but I haven't seen it. I never saw that either.
Oh, I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah, I saw my friend post a video on it on Facebook. I'm like, wait, I haven't seen this stage. He says it was in the Iron Crucible, so I don't know if that was... But I've tried that as well, so I don't know. But yeah, it is what it is. I don't think I'll be playing... I mean, right now, I don't think I... Because right now, it's only the one mode, which is basically zones, domination.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what the other modes are, because there are, like, what, 7 of them? The rest are just locked off?
Bungie should put a mode that's just, like, Griftball in there.
maybe there is.
That would be interesting. But yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah, there you pointed this out, and it really confuses me now. Is the way they do multiplayer is that it gets red and blue teams, but no matter what, it's always blue is what you captured and red is what you don't have.
Not to mention is when you start the game, you get this cool... It's cool sort of animation where you see people sort of phase in and it shows you what team you're on, right? And I think Alpha is blue and Bravo is orange. But no matter what team you're on, at the top, the UI is red. And it's really confusing because I don't know.
I'm going to say the UI is like the strangest thing about the game.
Yeah, I mean, Martin doesn't have a problem with it, but to me it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, it's like designed to be on a PC mouse.
Well, not even that. It's just like, how they use colors and stuff. Like, the cursor thing is. I don't have a problem with that. I kind of like it actually.
I know you would.
Not because it's like PC or anything. It's because I like to see the UI sort of do things. Like, depending on where the cursor is, depends on where the box comes up that the tooltip that explains things. I know I kind of like that. But it's just like the colouring that they use. Like, for example, you get a recharge, like grenades recharge, so you throw a grenade and you have to wait for it to cool down.
I actually hate that system.
And I'm not a fan of it anyway, but like the UI just makes it confusing because the grenade looks kind of like not a grenade. And what happens is if you use it, you get this like green sort of thing that fills up the box. Based on how far it is recharging, and it kind of pulsates white, even though the grenade icon is white, and it's like, are you just trying to make this hard to look at, like intentionally, or are you just, I don't know.
I think there's a lot of systems in play that they probably want to give you as much visual hints about as possible.
It's just like the icons are less, they don't really describe what they are very well.
Which I don't know. I didn't have any problem with it, I guess, because I just kind of went with it after a while. I'm like, okay, this is grenades. This is my melee, which is another one that's weird. And this is my special meter. And this is my primary weapon, my special weapon, and my heavy weapon.
And there's like no universal color to sort of say this is charged because your super displays... it comes up yellow on the UI if it's charged, and grenades and melee are kind of like greeny. And
yeah, I think somebody mentioned that, and I do agree with that. I do think they should add some type of audio cue, like when your stuff recharges and your grenades, your melee ability.
And there are audio cues. They're just not very good.
Oh, are they? I know there's an audio.
I didn't notice them either.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. I mean, I know there's an audio cue for supercharged. That's really hard to miss because it also goes supercharged across the screen. So that one you can't miss. But I didn't know there was an audio cue for your grenade.
There is. It's just like kind of quiet, and you can't really tell what that noise is when it plays. Yeah. So
there's some. They should work on the audio because I've always kind of been a fan of this in Halo, but it does kind of get old in this game with the announcer or multiplayer.
God, that guy! Oh Jesus! Don't get me started on that.
So I do hope that he has different stuff to say when he's dominating.
I don't like that.
Like this is no match. This is a starter. Send them home crying.
Okay, here's the problem with that, right? Is like when he says that, he's all emotive, and okay, you should be, but like everything else, Zone A lost, Zone B secured. You have all of the zones. You know?
Yeah, I kind of get that. I kind of get why they want to tell you that, but at the same time, it's not like it's not on the screen visually.
It's just no. I'm just saying, like, either they have you have an announcer that's robotic, or you have an announcer that's emotive. You don't have both. One guy do the same, and he doesn't have that much that likable of a voice anyway. So, it's just kind of weird. It got to the point where I just didn't want to listen to him. I wish I could turn him off.
Okay. Well, before we continue, I guess he needs an introduction. Martin has also joined us as well.
Hello!
Hi. So,
I just didn't want to jump in.
Well, we're talking Destiny. I'm sure we've all played it. And I guess not at Martin, so we can also talk about... We've all played it on different systems, correct?
I played it on 360.
I played PS4 and Xbox One.
I've played PS3 and Xbox 360. So yes, we've played it on everything it's available on. And I mean, I think the biggest thing, the takeaway from the PS3 and the 360 version are they aren't awful.
No, there are frame rate problems now and then, some really big ones.
I found the frame rate issue to be a bigger problem in the 360 version, and oddly enough, it was mostly in the hub.
Yeah. It's like,
okay.
I was just walking, like, I went to the tower, and then I was trying, you know, you go straight forward, and you get to your, whatever handler you have for your class, and I was trying to get there, and it would just drop to, like, 10 FPS, and it's like, can I just get there, please? I'm going straight forward.
Jeez. Yeah, I didn't know if that was a gag or anything, but it kept on happening, so I just assumed. I was like, you handled the open world stuff fine.
Yeah.
Get here in the hub, and it's like, damn it, what are you doing, man? Stop walking around.
Yeah, PS4 version is rock solid.
Oh, yeah, I assume the PS4 and the Xbox One versions are, but I was just surprised at how well... The PS3 version. The 360 version runs well as well, but it also does have the frame rate issue, and it tends, from what I've played, it tends to have a lot more pop-up than the PS3 version does.
And it takes a long time to load as well.
I think I remember seeing screenshots comparisons. I think the PS3 version looks softer, though? Maybe a lower resolution?
Oh, they're both lower resolutions. I think they're both sub-720.
Okay.
Sub-720?
Yeah, it's some weird custom. Wow. I think it's like 640.
Well,
or something
it's not
like that.
It's not something that Bungie haven't done before because Halo 3 ran sub 720.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that the biggest difference is the resolution is like half, and shadows, yeah. Which I wouldn't have noticed until somebody pointed it out, and once you see it, it's hard to unsee. The shadows of the PS3 and 360 versions, really, okay. The first thing was created in a PS1 era.
Well, texture quality is probably also worse, I would assume.
But
yeah,
I'm assuming noticeable for that in the Skybox, I think is the other one. The Skybox.
Yeah, but maybe the textures aren't as noticeable because the resolution is lower anyway.
Yeah.
So I think the gist of what I'm saying is I think it will be good enough for most people if you haven't seen the other versions. Which, I mean, to be fair, mathematically speaking, there are more people who have 360 than PS3 than have PS4 than Xbox One.
Yeah.
But, as far as its feature parity, it still runs as well. Well, I mean, it runs mostly as well. I think they're all at 30 frames per second, so you're not getting a frame rate boost in that or anything.
Well, at least runs solid at the 30 frames per second on the new systems.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can deal with a frame rate drop in the hub, even if it's annoying, as long as it's not affecting the main missions, which it hasn't so far. I mean, the final version may be more buggy, who knows, but right now it seems to mostly be in the hub area. It also reminded me of how much I hate the PS3 controller for shooters.
Yeah.
the biggest problem I had with it being on console was just the FOV is so low. I mean, this is only a thing a PC gamer would complain about. But I couldn't see jack shit because the FOV was so low.
FOV is never a thing that bothered me ever.
Yeah, it bothers me all the time, and especially with Destiny, it was just like, oh my god. But, you know, it wasn't unplayable because of it. It just made me wish there was a PC version even more than I already did.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's pretty it's pretty much the same across PS4 and Xbox One. You do notice, since I've played both, that the Xbox One, like, lower resolution is noticeable. But I think if you only played that one, like, it looks great.
But that won't be a case when it hits gold anyway, so...
Yeah, apparently they will hit the 1080p thing for the final game. At least that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I will give it to Bungie. I mean, they don't tend to be people who throw it up your ass.
No.
So, yeah.
I don't know. The game is totally fun. I'm super looking forward to it. And apparently it's the only thing I'm looking forward to until September 9th, because nothing else is, like, coming out.
We'll get into that, especially when other stuff are moving around at the end of the year. But yeah, I think that is what we've all kind of agreed upon here, is that it's actually a pretty fun game, no matter what system you get it on.
I just think I'm worried about the PvP, because there's a lot wrong with it, but...
Have you guys played the Moon Mission, by the way?
No.
Yeah,
only Earl did.
That.
Oh, I really like the Moon Mission. I think it's so far it was the best mission in the game I've played.
And it helped better with the location.
Yeah, and I think the moon looks fantastic. Normally you would think the moon would be kind of boring, but they made the moon look very interesting. I mean, they got the crater stuff right, but the moon looks like it had like an extensive space program on it by the Chinese, which is super interesting.
Do we know how many other planets or locations are in the final game?
Three more. Mars, okay. Venus, and... what was the last one? I don't remember right now.
Okay. Do we also know what happens with your ship? Or do you... Because, you can buy different ships and stuff, but I don't know, because right now it's used as a transition to get to planets.
I think it might end up just being a cosmetic thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can find emblems as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't know if we would have like ship battles or something like that, because...
No, not in Destiny 1 at least. It might be something that comes further down the line in future titles.
Yeah. We need to start harassing Bungie for it now.
I mean, it would be that unthinkable, right? We had space battles in Halo, so...
Yeah. Yeah, and they continue to be one of the few first-person shooters who enjoy vehicles. And fast vehicles at that.
Yeah.
I love riding around on the speeder bike.
Oh yeah, and the Moon Mission also had the speeder bike with the cannons on it, which is just one of the multiplayer maps, but you rarely get on it because people rush to it.
I don't like the vehicles in the PvP. They are so OP, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Especially the one that you take, the one-hit cannon.
Yeah.
It
looks like it doesn't have a recharge. Like, it's like you shoot and you can shoot right again.
That probably still needs some balancing.
I played one game. I played a game in the Crucible where I just ran towards the fucking one with the rocket launcher on it, and I did not need to get off it because I was capping points with it. I was just, oh, there's a guy. I'm just gonna run him over. Oh, there's a guy on a turret. I can just fucking shoot him and kill him in one hit.
Yeah, they probably need to do some more balancing when it comes
to
the vehicles.
This is the problem I have with the PvP. Is, like, I mean, most of the time in Halo, like, you weren't going to use your secondary weapon, but now it's basically a case of you can't, because I don't have any ammo and the game hasn't spawned any for me to pick up, and there's a guy running.
Wait, secondary ammo is around, like, all the time.
I think he means heavy ammo.
Yeah,
well,
heavy ammo.
I mean, like, you need heavy ammo. Well, I'm talking about special ammo as well. Like,
special ammo is around everywhere.
Like, it just seems to be about limiting your combat options, because, oh, I used a grenade and I missed like 45 seconds ago and I still have to wait for it to recharge even though I died.
Yeah, but that's where your abilities come in, technically.
You
use them cleverly, like when you have the melee attack that reduces the cooldown on your grenade and stuff like that.
I don't like the whole idea of tying things like that to level progression, because that's what it basically is.
Yeah, I think that will be something that, but they also kind of,
you get that at like level 4, I think.
Yeah, but like,
well, I think
there's still going to be a case
later on when you unlock more and more abilities and cool down.
Yeah, but that's why you have the different modes that take into account either level, put everyone on the same playing field or not. That's why you have the normal capture thing in the beta, and the other one is what's called Iron Banner, I think, and that's where only your level counts, and you get all your progression bonuses and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
But to be honest, I'm more into this game because of the PvE anyway. I enjoy the PvP stuff, but I think for me, the biggest part of this game will be the PvE. Like with most MMOs, for me, it was always like, yeah, there is this PvP thing, but MMOs are more enjoyable in the PvE sense for me. Always have been. And it's kind of the same for this one, except it's also an FPS. And I mean, I have the story thing, I really enjoy the strike. I'm already looking forward to raids, which will be with 6 players, and they apparently will take quite some time.
The raids, the fucking strike takes long enough. Jesus Christ.
Well, I can do it. I can do the strike quite quickly at this point. It's like, if you have a good tactic and you're not underleveled and you have good equipment, it's quite easy. All this PvE stuff will probably be really fun and looking for better loot. And I mean, we don't even get like the really rare or unique weapons in this, which will apparently be a big part. I mean, they talk big game about like named weapons before, and that's something that's not at all in what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
And those weapons will have like big progression trees and stuff like that.
I like that your weapons level up individually as well, and I never explained that you can't sell anything, that you have to dismantle it.
Dismantling is basically selling.
Yeah,
you get glimmer and possibly parts depending on what you're dismantling.
Yeah.
So there will be some form of like crafting, but I think the idea is there will be like a vendor that probably builds better stuff but will need parts from you as well. At least that's what I'm gathering at this point. Because after you finish the mission that they unlock on the moon, you actually go back to the tower and you get to a different guy where you have to give him something to end the quest, and he then becomes another vendor, which we haven't seen before. So I guess there will be stuff like that unlocks over time.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I hope, you know, again, this is a beta, so we can't really judge it, because I also think the character designs are limited right now, but again, it's only a beta, so I'm hoping there's a ton more options for you to open and unlock. Real quick, because we should probably, what cast did you all play, and what did you think of them?
I played in the alpha, I played all of them, but I played the least of the Titan, so I decided to just go with Titan in the beta, but overall, my favorite is Warlock. Just because he's a space wizard.
Yeah, I like the Warlock the most. I've also played all three. I played the Hunter in the Alpha.
Yeah.
And the playing Titan on Xbox One and Warlock on PS4 now.
Yeah, like I said, I think you prefer the Warlock because it's the closest thing you get to a sci-fi character.
Yeah, and I like Biotics.
It does feel a lot like Biotics.
Just like how the Warlock looks with the cloak and stuff like that. It looks really cool.
I actually prefer the Hunter. I just wish compared to some of the other abilities, I wish their special was better.
They have a different special in the full game. Everyone will have a different one. Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently some form of a really powerful melee thing where you can like kill multiple enemies at once or something like that. We'll also get like a backstab ability with the Hunter over time. So there's some cool stuff with Hunter, but I think after trying out the Titan some more, he's probably my second most liked class. But he might even increase depending on how his second ability turns out, because I can already see that being super useful in like strikes and stuff, because second special will be a shield ability for the whole team. So that will probably be really useful in boss fights and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's curious. I've already done the Hunter and the Warlock. I like the Warlock well enough, especially with their special ability, because you get to basically just kind of run in there and Crucible and KO. You can KO 3-4 people if they're standing in the spawn point, which I think is broken, but I love doing it. Because it's a pretty much instant kill if they're in that area.
You can basically do the same with the Titan. You just have to get a bit closer.
Yeah, that's what. But the Hunter, it's like you have to shoot. It gets an instant kill if you get them. It's a golden gun from GoldenEye.
Yeah. I think all of them will be viable. I've seen really good Hunters in multiplayer as well. It's just a different skill set that's required. I mean.
Yeah.
Also, I would assume over time people will learn to not cluster around, so Warlocks can pick all of them off at once.
Yeah, at least you know,
what I would hope.
Yeah, I also think that there's ways around it. It's also you get negated if you both if everybody does it at the same time. Like I found that out when another warlock tried to do this, especially the same time I did. I killed the two people around him, but we both just kind of jumped past each other.
That's really cool.
I would also assume that maybe the shield ability of a Titan might block stuff like that.
Yeah, and you get different abilities and like that. You know, the game caps at level 8, the beta caps at level 8, and even when you get your character, you can see they unlock different abilities and they unlock subclasses at like level 15 or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the subclass of a Titan, for example, and that comes, all the subclasses always come with a different special.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I think that's Destiny. And honestly, it sounds like none of us has time to play anything else this week. But has anybody?
I played Gods Will Be Watching.
Oh, how is that?
It's a weird game, I have to say. I wouldn't say it's perfect execution, but it's definitely interesting.
Is it really harrowing?
It is.
Good. The
story is quite interesting. Really well told, I think. Love the art style of it.
Have you played, because I like to think of it as like a modern I Have No Mouth But I Must Scream, the game?
You haven't played that game.
Have you not? Oh, okay, never mind then.
Yeah, but the real issue a lot of people have is like it's, if you play it on the normal difficulty, it's really, really difficult. And if you fail, you have to repeat the entire chapter again. And sometimes the chapter can be repetitive if you have a thing that works for you and you basically just do the same actions the whole day.
Yeah.
So what I did after I heard it, I decided to, despite what the developers are telling me on the main menu, to go with easy. And I don't have quite as hard of an experience as other people are having, so I think for most people that's probably the way to actually go. Just get over yourself and play it on easy.
Yeah.
I still have to repeat stuff. It's just not as hard. And yeah, it's some of the stuff in this game. I mean, chapter 2, I don't want to spoil it much of the game, but let's just talk about chapter 2, where you are in a hostage situation. Well, not really hostage. You are captured and you're being tortured, and they want to get information out of you, and you have to make decisions where you want to provoke the guys so that you don't have to confess any information to them, and that can mean like getting teeth pulled out or I don't know, getting burned with a hot crowbar and
right.
stuff like that. It's some really, really harsh stuff is happening in this game, and sometimes you have to sacrifice people to actually move on and stuff like that. But that's what makes this interesting. And I think it's a really interesting game. And I mean, it's not that expensive, so probably worth checking out. I got it for like €7 from Humble Bundle, And yeah, I think it was definitely worth that.
I've been playing Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 4, and...
No spoilers.
I don't think Telltale can write Episode 4s very well, because... Episode 4 of this first season wasn't great, and Episode 4 of this season also wasn't great.
I think the fourth episode of Wolf Among Us was also not that great,
yeah.
Is what I heard.
they don't know how to do episode fours. It wasn't quite as it doesn't feel like anything that I did in episode four like really matters at all.
Hmm.
So I guess we'll have to see how five turns out.
How do you overall feel of the season so far?
I don't know. I think the fact that the season's mainly about how Clementine is obviously forced to grow up sort of prematurely because she's only like 10 and she has to deal with all this shit. I think it's kind of interesting from that point of view, but I don't really care about all of the many of the new characters that much. And it seems to be a case of you shouldn't really get too attached to any of them. I don't know, I'll have to see when the final episode comes out, because obviously that's kind of sort of the wrapping around the paper, so...
That's sad to hear, because I think like the characters in the first season were pretty good. I mean...
It's not that they aren't good characters in the new one, it's just the fact that I don't really care all that much about them.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, I cared immediately about, I forgot his name, what the guy with his child?
Kenny.
Kenny, exactly. That's immediately someone I gravitated towards, and I mean, the main character basically was... Well, he was as interesting as you wanted him to make him,
yeah.
And I thought that was good. I was immediately skeptical about actually. I haven't played season two. I'm just asking because I was skeptical about having Clementine return. I would probably have preferred, in my mind, having a season two that's not related to the characters at all from the first season.
I mean, I guess so, but. Part of it is about Clementine sort of learning from things that Lee has taught her and passing that on to people and stuff. So it's interesting in some places, but in others it's just really not.
I probably wait for the whole season to wrap up.
And episode 4 is just sort of an exercise in indifference for the most part, like most of the other episode 4s that Telltale have done.
And I think that would be a perfect place to go into news, since we did get an announcement of The Walking Dead Season 3 this week at San Diego Comic-Con.
Surprise!
Yeah, I'm not surprised that there's another season. I just would really like to see no returning characters this time.
Have they said... Well, they didn't say much other than announce that it's going to happen, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, obviously we'll find out a bit more once Season
3. Yeah, and I guess you can't really... Yeah, you can't really say much if Season 2 isn't done yet. I feel like Telltale takes on too much at times, but...
Well, of course they have, because they have a Game of Thrones game. They've just finished Wolf Among Us. They've got to finish Season 2 of The Walking Dead. They've got the Borderlands game doing. And now they've got Season 3 coming.
Yeah.
And I just hope that... I hope that we don't see any returning characters in Season 3, and I hope that we don't see the same gameplay as well.
Well, I don't think they're gonna change the gameplay much. I think they have the Traviatale model, which is we can use this existing engine and we'll just put in new IPs every time.
Hey, don't shit on Telltale games. Yesterday, I think, was when I saw the Lego Batman 3 thing from San Diego Comic Con, and I think that game looks awesome.
I'm in no way. I'm just saying it's a great system in that you can literally use. Because a lot of that stuff from Lego Batman 3 is just kind of them reusing what they did in Lego Marvel. But
for some reason, Lego Marvel for some reason didn't grab me the same way Lego Batman 2 did.
I mean, yes. I mean, I will support any game that has Crypto, the Super Dog, and Batcow in it as playable characters.
Yep. Also, I love the moment in the trailer when he started his bat rocket and he fried the ducks in his pond. That was amazing.
Yes. I am not bashing it. I love that game. I'm just saying that they
also it has space battles, which look remarkably like that PS4 launch game. Shit, what is it called again?
Killzone.
No.
Ack?
No, that arcade title.
Oh, Resogun.
Resogun. It looked remarkably like Resogun, but whatever, I'll take it.
Yeah, and it has. I've seen Plastic Man already. They have Miss Martian. I mentioned Batcow and Crypto. They have Mr.
Plastic Man looks like he will be a lot of fun in that game.
They have John Jones, who looks awesome. They have Adam West and Burt Ward's Batman. They even have the giant pop-up words when they're doing stuff.
Yep.
There go Batman. I'm not in no way insulting either's company method. I prefer, if you're going to reuse the same engine, you have different things on top of it instead of like, here's Lego Star Wars 15 or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But Telltale Games, the thing is, though, it depends on the property how much they do with it. I feel like the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit stuff always seems very box standard compared to their superhero titles, for example. They seem to do more creative stuff with superhero games. But that's probably because they come up with their own stories and don't have to follow the film stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it's exciting. I'm interested. I personally just wait until I'll probably do the Wolf Among Us soon. That it's all done. I just got to do it all in one shot.
Yeah, this time around, I'm going to wait until The Walking Dead Season 3 is all released before, because I've had
their
a bunch
schedule
of
is.
It's not even the schedule. It's just like, what happened was, is when I bought the game, it was like through Telltale's own like distribution. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever, I got the game cheap anyway. And then when Episode 2 came out, I couldn't download it, and the game wouldn't authenticate because their servers were down, and yet people on Steam were getting the download just fine, and I was like, fuck this, I'm not doing this again.
Very
also,
nice.
The thing is, you have to pay for the whole season anyway, so you can, if you wait until it's all done, you can play it all on your own time, how you want. It's usually even on sale at that point, so yeah. It's probably a better idea to wait until the season is done.
Yeah, I've only played episode 1 so far, actually. So, and same thing with Wolf Among Us, so I'm just going to power through the rest.
No.
Yeah. We also had, I don't know if this is an announcement or Sony announced their GamesCon lineup, which includes...
There was some interesting stuff on there.
They're doing. I swore they announced a PS4 port of Journey already.
But Until Dawn showed up again.
Yeah, Until Dawn, the Unfinished Swan.
Until Dawn. Was Until Dawn on the playable part? That's something I don't remember right now.
I don't know. I just have the list. I don't see. I didn't know there was a distinction between playable and unplayable.
Yeah, the list was like two parts. What's playable? What's not playable?
Okay. I'm looking at the PS Vita, yes, because everybody said Gamescom was going to be the time when the Vita... Wow, you folks didn't even let me finish that statement.
You didn't even need to.
But it has Super Exploding Zoo, which sounds amazing. But yeah. Gamescom, which... Doesn't like there's a ton of new stuff as far as like I don't think that's where you go for announcements, but
you don't have a lot of new announcements, but most of the time they have new stuff to show from games you already know about. And but then will be some other stuff. I mean, there's this new BioWare Austin game that's apparently going to be revealed at Gamescom as well. Shadow
Realms.
It's not real BioWare exactly.
Yeah, so That's what the answer, that's what I was looking for when they people
but
started talking about
it. It's I'm interested. It looks like a horror title, so I'm always up for horror games.
It's just hope EA don't ruin it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And I guess speaking of BioWare, they announced new details on Mass Effect 4 this week.
The Mako is back, and I'm speaking as somebody who's currently playing Mass Effect 1, and I kind of like the Mako. I'm kind of glad because...
Well, you're everything that's wrong with gaming.
Well, so, look, I think the idea of having a vehicle and you get to drive around on alien planets is great. It's just that someone decided to not give the Mako any gravity, so it bounces around all the goddamn time.
I like the hover tank version better. The, what did they call it? Hammerhead, I think?
I was gonna say, I wish they would just stop trying with that planetary exploration stuff. I didn't want, I hated it more than 2, and I just hated 3 because anytime you would do it, the Reapers would come after you after a while anyhow, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they have done planetary exploration done in any of those games.
The problem is that, like, on the scope that Mass Effect is, like, where it's like an intergalactic, it's a galactic sort of space opera, it's very hard to do that and, like, have it sort of live up to your dreams, because, like, I'm driving around in the Mako on these planets, and it's like, there is no detail to any of these environments at all. They just made a bunch of mountains, it's like, here, drive on them.
Yeah, which is why they tried to not do it in 2, but then they made it extremely tedious with the planet.
You know what? Actually, I didn't mind that either.
Then you are just an awful, awful person. That was just tedious and awful. I got so annoyed. And then you needed it because you had to upgrade your ship, and if you didn't upgrade your ship, you'd get blown up in the climax, and... Anyhow. There was other stuff announced about Mass Effect 4, right?
There's going to be like a side story, and apparently that's like a massive bad thing. I don't quite understand. Like, what's wrong with having it take place at the same time as Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3?
They probably didn't want to. I guess they feel like it's probably cheap to say, oh yeah, while this was happening, this was going on in the other part of the galaxy.
And here's the thing, right? The arguments I've seen are. We're going to have the same enemies. Well, not necessarily, because it's not like Shepard has seen literally everything the galaxy has to offer, is it? And it was like, oh, well, we could have done it in the future and seen the repercussions of Mass Effect 3. Well, why don't you... Or you could have it at the same time as Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3, and you get to see the repercussions of your Shepard, like, in real time. Like, he made it so X happens, and now you're on, like, a planet where that has a major effect in a way that you don't necessarily expect it to. You know? I just don't see what the problem is.
I think that might be cool for fans, but at the same time, I would think they probably want a somewhat clean break from, like, the original trilogy so they can do their own thing. Like, oh yeah, you remember when you made this decision in part 1? Well, this is how it affected people across the galaxy. And where it's like, oh, you the people, like, I mean, granted, I don't, you know, like, you don't necessarily know if it's going to sell to a brand new audience. Like, the people who have Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 are probably going to buy this, but you don't want that built-in thing. Like, you should be afraid of entering this because you need to understand what happened in the first 3 games to get some of the references here.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's a case where, like, no matter what they do, people are going to hate it anyway. And they're probably not going to make any good decisions because of it.
Well, I mean that's the problem with any franchise, is that you can't please everybody after a while. And I mean, they probably are doing what they feel best creatively.
I just hope so.
What else did we have? Tekken 7, which I believe was still CG.
Yeah, it's just a longer version of the trailer that was shown during EVO. I thought it was pretty lame. I mean, there's some story tidbits, but I like the goofy story of Tekken, but I rather see something from the game.
Oh, speaking of goofy Tekken, they also announced Tekken 2's out in August, I think? The movie.
They're making another one?
Wait, really?
The first one was terrible.
The first one's awesome.
No! Nothing about that was awesome.
It was fantastic.
It was so bad that I enjoyed it a lot, actually.
I will give you one thing. I only like the scenes with a panda.
But, yeah. Wait, there was a panda in the first one?
Are you talking about the anime, or are we talking about the recent one?
I think about the live action movie.
Oh, live action one. I thought we were talking about the rendered 3D one, Blood Rebellion or whatever it was called.
I haven't seen that one.
I have seen that. It was terrible. Anyway.
Well, also, Tekken X Street Fighter is apparently still a thing.
That's still done,
which is really surprising.
I still think it's a dumb idea, but okay.
It's a thing like the Asgardian is a thing.
I love how,
you see proof of it.
The best thing about this is a Street Fighter and Tekken crossover is something that everybody wanted, and now nobody wants it.
I mean, the Street Fighter Tekken thing, the thing was, I could see it make him work. Problem is that a lot of Street Fighter characters are projectile based, and that's not a great thing in a real 3D fighting game. You know?
We shall see what happens.
If it happens at this rate.
Hey, and he said still alive. I believe them. They wouldn't lie to me.
I don't believe it.
Oh, I like I said, I don't. You know, they've done what, Tekken Tag Tournament 2 since then. They've done Tekken 7. They've done the free to play.
Yeah, we've seen a Tekken 7 trailer before we have seen anything from the Tekken Cross Street Fighter game, which has been announced in, I don't know.
2010? 11? I mean, 09?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, and even then, Street Fighter X Tekken didn't even set the world on fire, so I can't imagine it's a huge priority for people to get it done if you couldn't sell the first one.
Yeah, people didn't care much for it, and it didn't sell well.
To be honest, everybody wanted Tekken, you want Street Fighter X Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah, definitely. That would actually even work with the other way around if you make it, because both are 2D fighters.
Yeah, and I think people, we even got burnt with MK versus D. I don't think people want crossover fighters right now.
Maybe not. I don't know, I'm fine with what we are getting.
Well, because they were basically the fighting game genre's shovelware for a while, weren't they? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, kinda. While fighting games were not that hot, they did a bunch of crossover stuff, so I guess get some of the sales out of it because they could tap into multiple fan bases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna get DOA versus SoKyver at some point, just to really get their draw off going.
Ugh. That would be even gross. Are you in charge here?
What's the situation? Yes. What else do we have? I guess while we're talking movies, Uncharted movie was dated.
Do we even know who's starring in that film yet?
Well, I mean, to be fair.
Or directing?
No, we know the director, which is what doesn't bring me a ton of confidence. It's the director behind Horrible Bosses. And...
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
That seems like a guy you would take for a big action film.
Yeah, right.
But it seems like the guy you would get if you wanted to do a cheap comedy, and I think that he's done Horrible Bosses, Identity Thief, Four Christmases, and then I think he's directed a couple of TV show episodes.
He also did Identity Thief.
Yeah, so he's the guy you get if you want a cheap comedy, and apparently we're going to get Jason Bateman as Nathan Drake if his resume continues. Uh-huh. So, yeah, look forward to that in 2016.
Oh, well, he did direct The King of Kong. Is he
here? Have you seen him? Well, I mean, does that count? I mean, it's a decoration. You just put a camera in front of people and have them talk.
Hey, there's some talent is required to make a good documentary. He's using
the facility. Yes, but I mean, it's not that hard once you have good material.
I don't know. I wouldn't agree.
I'm not saying that it's, but I'm just saying his resume of actual movies doesn't fill me with confidence in this Uncharted film.
No, definitely not. I'm not saying.
But this is the one, guys. This is the one film that's going to end the curse of bad video game movies. How could you be so unoptimistic, pessimistic?
Also, it's a video game movie. It really doesn't need to exist because, let's be honest, it's kind of Indiana Jones and...
Martin, how about this, right?
number
about,
one.
How about we have a Last of Us movie instead? How about that? Oh no, we've got one, haven't we?
We have several of them. Actually.
And while you're
like,
at it, why do I need? Play?
Why do we need the movie version of a very cinematic game? Yeah. Why? Why?
Because people want to see the story a third time. I will say this much, though. The fact that they're looking to get Arya Stark, which I know isn't her actual name, but honestly, I say that. I think more people would get it than saying her actual name.
That's what I've done with Williams. Destiny, actually, is to say, oh, that's Tyrion Lannister, because people don't know who Peter Dinklage is.
But yeah, you say Arya Stark, and everybody's like, yes. What is her name? Maese Williams or something like that?
Maisie Williams.
Yeah, I don't think anybody like, who? Arya Stark? Oh, yeah, she's badass.
She's an alright actress, but still, I just don't feel these video game movies at all.
I feel like we're going after the wrong.
I don't know what these movies are going to bring to me as someone who has played that game. I feel like there's nothing going to be there.
I think it's more for people who haven't played the game.
Yeah, but even on that side, what does it bring to you as a moviegoer?
Yeah, well, I mean, those are... Well, Last of Us in particular is a game that has a great story, so...
They could have easily had it, so the Last of Us film...
I'm totally on board with you guys. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But, you know, at the same time, if one of them comes out and is awesome, that would be kind of cool. I mean, that's right now we haven't seen that from a game movie, but that would be cool.
I feel like people are going to say, like, this is, like, it's just the Road remake, or it's, like, shoot 'em up, which I have. Without all the action.
Fucking hell, I just look at the IMDb page of Uncharted, and already the writing credits are like, five people have been writing this film.
Oh,
yeah,
I would take that
five
with a pinch of salt.
People.
Well, yeah.
Five.
They keep on rebooting it. Like, we've had different directors attach to the film. And the only reason it got a date is because Sony pushed back The Amazing Spider-Man 3, and they needed a film there. So I assume that it's 2 years away, but I feel like they're just going to rush this into production so they have something to put there. They're trying to find, it's a good thing about having a movie studio, which I don't think we actually have in our show notes about Microsoft chosen out their TV studio.
Oh, yeah.
But, Sony has a developed film studio, so, you know, we have Heavenly Sword coming out this year, which is awful.
Also, apparently you don't want to know who these writers are.
Heavenly Sword looks like a 1990s CG cartoon. Not a movie, but like a CG, like reboot and Beast Wars and stuff like that. We have Ratchet and Clank coming out next year, which I'm kind of looking forward to because I like the humor, but it's done by the same animation studio, which makes me a little frightened.
Can I just name a couple of the films with writers from the Uncharted movie I've worked on?
Sure.
Real hot bangers, guys. So, the 2011 Conan film. Dylan Dog, Zahara. There was another banger. Oh, right. The National Treasure movies.
So they really are going for that.
National Treasure. Oh, Jesus.
The National Treasure movies are okay.
Bad Boys 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I Spy.
Which I assume the remake.
The one with Bill Murray and... Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson.
Oh, okay, the original. But yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting a ton of great things from this film. You know, but Hollywood can surprise you from time to time, but this really does seem like it's being put together to fill a void, and
you mean thrown together?
Yes. Yes. Like I said,
well,
Sony...
like most big Sony films at this point, it feels like.
Yeah.
Their Spider-Man films are like thrown together.
They want to create franchises without doing any of the work, which we saw with Amazing Spider-Man 2. And the new writer did Limitless and the Illusionist. I think that's the most recent writer.
Still.
Oh, yeah, I think Mark Wahlberg was originally attached to be Drake.
Drake.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. The most recent writers Okay, this is so confusing. The most recent writers of the film did National Treasure, but more importantly, they did Charlie's Angel Full Throttle.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Can somebody please lobotomize this before it comes out? Because I don't... I don't think...
I've had this discussion before.
You're looking forward to it just to see how bad it is, aren't you, Earl?
Oh yeah, I honestly speaking, this is me. I didn't announce it. I'm like, awesome, I have a new movie to add to my Friday night. But I was just like, I don't know why gamers are in such a hurry to have it. Like, I get why you want to get a movie done right, but they're so willing to like bastardize anything to get a movie. Like, they'll support it. So I think there's also talk of a Metal Gear movie.
Metal Gear is a fucking movie. You play any of them and you spend more time watching cutscenes than I was watching.
I fucking love Metal Gear, and it's like a super dumb idea. I mean, alone all the quirks this series has will like totally be lost and will probably turn like some generic spy thriller thing.
Yeah, it's just... And people always wonder why Nintendo doesn't pursue it. It's because Hollywood right now doesn't treat it properly. Yeah. What we're going to have to wait for, or we're going to have to wait for a movie that does well. Speaking of, they also revealed Hitman Agent 47 for this past week. Anybody see that?
Been doing another Hitman film.
I didn't even know that.
Because the last one did so well. And well, was so great.
That's why they're rebooting it.
Jesus. Let me look. I see the picture of Agent 47. He looks dumb. The director apparently has no credits except this film.
Always a good sign.
Yep.
It's a Rupert Friend. He was in Homeland as Peter Quinn.
Oh, great. The writer did a short called Three Rounds, Machete Kills, and then Agent 47 and the Kane and Lynch film, which is also apparently coming.
Did I just hear that correctly? Did you just say that there was a Kane and Lynch film coming?
Yep. And it's the same writer.
What is happening, Square Enix? What is wrong with you?
And the other writer who was working on this has worked on X-Men Origins Wolverine, The A-Team, and Password Swordfish. Also, the latest Die Hard.
Oh God! I heard good things. I've heard good reactions from the Warcraft film panel at San Diego.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. With
Warcraft
he's
seems
a good
like,
director attached.
Yeah, Warcraft seems like it's a video game that would make a good movie because it has rich history, but it don't have to tell one specific story.
Exactly.
So that has a potential. It has a decent enough cast. Any movie with Clancy Brown would get my attention. I have actually. So. So yeah, and it's directed by Duncan Jones.
Well off. That's a great guy.
Who did Moon and Source Code, so that is a fantastic director.
Yep.
If you haven't seen Moon, check it out.
I own Moon. Moon is fantastic.
Source Code
also, he responded to me on Twitter when I said, please don't fuck up the Walker film. And I will see it on day one. And he said, I won't. So.
It could be worse. I mean, I got a response from the Iron Sky director when I said, oh God, there's another Iron Sky film. And he was like, yep.
They're also doing a Temple Run movie.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Which will probably be generic action adventure film number 55
for that year. But they're doing Angry Birds, they're doing Temple Run.
What I hate about Hollywood these days, that they rely way too much on known properties, and they don't even care if those properties have any resemblance of story or anything attached to them at this point.
Yeah,
that's why we are getting shit like Battleship and Temple Run.
Battleship could have been interesting.
Shut up,
It could have been. But at no point in the entire movie does anybody shout, They sank my battleship. Nobody. If there was one scene...
That was the perfect line for Liam Neeson.
Wait, it was in the original script.
It's up there with the nobody saying Avengers Assemble in the Avengers for me. Like, how do you not have that? That's the only thing people care about in the Battleship franchise. It's that one line, and you don't put it in there. And then, of course, there was the random aliens who showed up. But they didn't have that line. And I feel bad for, what's his face, because that pretty much tanked his career. Well, that and John Carter didn't help.
Yeah. So much you don't even remember his name.
Yeah, I just know he's the guy from Friday Night Lights. Oh, Taylor Kitchener? Is that it?
I don't know. I have not seen either of those films.
Okay.
I haven't seen Friday Night Lights, so there you go.
Good show. Getting back to video game news, and they this surprised the hell out of me. EA delayed Battlefield out of this year.
That doesn't surprise me at all. As somebody who's played the beta, they need it.
I just assumed they would have just put it out there anyhow and assumed people would have bought it. But I assume.
Apparently, the feedback was bad enough that they changed their mind.
Yeah. And obviously, all these people saying that it's a yearly release for Battlefield now. I think that's got an EA going, whoa, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Well, I think part of it was they still had so much backlash from Battlefield 4 as well, which they still refixed. And you can't, if they had something like that again, that pretty much kills the franchise. Like, you can get by with one mistake, maybe, and even then that's questionable, but twice in a row, and I think you have people who would just not buy it day one because they don't trust the brand anymore.
And you know what? Good on EA. I think that this is the right decision. They should have.
Also, do you have the statement already that they had with the delay? I remember them talking somehow about thinking about different modes and stuff to make it more of a cop and rubber feel.
Yeah, and they were talking about, like, toning down like all the explosions, and there was a thing where like the project lead or something, they had a list of things that they didn't want in the game, like they didn't want helicopter crashes because everybody does helicopter crashes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean that's what we also criticized when we played the beta, right? That the game modes sounded before we actually played it sounded interesting, but turned out to be pretty bog standard, just in smaller battlefield maps. And that they maybe rethink some of this stuff now.
It's
probably a good idea.
Here's the quote. This feedback also spurred us to start thinking about other possibilities and ways that we could push Hardline innovation further and make the game even better. The more we thought about these ideas, the more we knew that we had to get them into the game you'll all be playing. However, there was only one problem. We needed more time. Time that we didn't have if we decided to move forward launching it in just a couple of months. So... good on them. It's the thing that they needed to do.
We will see if it will be enough time.
Yeah, and Dragon Age got a delay at the same time, but
it got out of the day.
Yeah.
The $500 $300 day?
I don't know. It was like everything was coming out in like October 7th. It felt like.
Yeah. And now Dragon Age has moved, and Shadow of Mordor also moved.
But that actually, I think, comes out now a week earlier, I think, right?
Yeah.
Which is probably smart.
Yeah, I think so.
From what we heard, like, from E3, that might be a sleeper hit.
Possibly. Other news we have. There's a new Steam controller revision. They decided to take out the sort of weird fake D-pad that they had on the newer one.
There's an analog stick.
And they put an analog stick back, so we're only one step away from being a box standard 360 controller.
Because having two touchpads is apparently a terrible idea.
Well, I mean, and this is the thing, is I understand that Valve's attempting to make it so traditional PC games, like Civ 5, for example, that can only really be navigated with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, it makes sense for games like that.
It makes sense for games like that, but I just think that...
But when I want to play Spelunky, I don't think I want to use a touchpad for that.
And this is the thing, is like, we know how much everybody hated there being one thumbstick on the PS Vita and the 3DS.
Yep.
Not the Vita, the PSP and the 3DS.
Yep.
And I think that, like, having one on the Steam controller is a mistake. It's gotten to a point where the Steam controller needs to have everything that a 360 controller has and the touchpad stuff. And I think it's just it's just unworkable.
I especially think when you just have one analog stick, people will especially complain in, like, 2D games where you probably want a D-pad, and now you don't have that.
And I just, at this point, it's just like, I mean, I was interested in getting one, and now I'm just so glad I bought a DS4, because at least this doesn't try to reinvent the wheel, you know?
Mm.
And I think that's the problem that Valve is facing, is that they are trying to reinvent the controller, and it's just not that easy. And here's another thing, is we've already had Alienware drop Steam OS for now, because... And I can only assume that's because Valve is just taking too fucking long on this stuff. You know, they need to get SteamOS up to scratch, and it's not. And they need to get Steam controllers made, and they're not. They're too busy redesigning the bloody thing.
Mm.
And it's a shame, because Steam, although I don't like Steam that much these days, I think SteamOS could carve a decent niche for itself. But it's just like, the problem is that Valve is heading it up. And Valve, well, anybody knows that Valve is not a company that gets anything done quick, and they tend to iterate a lot over a long period of time, and that's not how operating systems work. They need to be in a working state, for especially if you have other manufacturing partners, because as we've already seen, Alienware have ditched SteamOS because they want to make their machines already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see how that pans out, because they say that SteamOS will be ready this year, and it's August. It's almost, you know.
Yep.
Aside from that, I'm not sure there was any other news this week. Anything else anyone has to add?
No, I don't think so.
So that should wrap it up for this episode. Oh, has vanished. God knows where he's gone. Maybe we'll be able to pull him out of the ether at some point. Yeah, so that's it for the dual-wielding episode. Whatever it is. Test your might.